Shabbos, Lila, Shishi, Thursday, 8th of May, Hilchos Shabbos, Halachos of Tying, a necktie on Shabbos.
Shalom uvracha, Rabbeisai, good to see you all. This week somebody asked me, is it permitted, what are the halachas regarding putting on a necktie on Shabbos? They heard someone say you're allowed, somebody say you're not allowed. What's the halacha regarding neckties? So because we're dealing with real choshava Englishmen over here, so we don't need to discuss in too great detail the various different mechanics of putting on a necktie, but we all know that essentially there are three mainstream ways of putting on a tie. One of them is called the simple way, or the schoolboy way, because it's very simple, or called the four-in-hand way. It's very difficult to work out why they called it that. There's a whole lomdus over there as well. But this basic way of tying a tie is such that it's a very narrow tie, rectangular shaped knot, and it's a very simple way. As you make a single knot around your neck, and then essentially you just wrap the long end around this knot. You wrap it around it and then pull it up through the back and pull it over. Such a knot, this 4-in-1 knot, afterwards when you undo it, it comes apart and it does not leave any knot whatsoever. Similarly, if a person has the choshava way of tying a tie, which is called the double Windsor, in the mirror we used to call it the double Windsor, this way of tying a tie, and also it's a very, very symmetrical knot, a very fat, triangular shape, symmetrical knot, and this double Windsor way of tying a knot, also when you pull the tie apart, it does not leave any knot whatsoever. However, there is the other way of tying a tie on Shabbos, a necktie, which is called the half Windsor or the single Windsor. And when you tie that sort of tie, what happens is that when you undo it, when you pull it apart at the end, you're left with a single knot on your tie. So we see here that there are different ways of tying a tie. And of course, if we want to know the halacha about something, we have to know the matzias, we have to know the practical details. So if someone asks you, can you tie a tie, can you not tie, wear a necktie on Shabbos, you have to know, well, which sort of tie are you discussing. And really, it all boils down to a few important building blocks. The Mishnah says, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet, on with base, that HaKosher is one of the 39 Melochas, tying a knot. Where was that done in the Mishkan? That was done when they were Asiyas HaRishtais, the Shem Tzidas HaChelozen. They needed to catch the Chelozen fish, and they couldn't put on, you know, scuba diving equipment and start trying to find the Chelozen as people do nowadays. They would do it the traditional way, and they would make nets, and they would throw out these nets, and that's how they would get the Chelozen. And the Asiyas HaRishtais, they needed to tie up these nets. They needed to make knots in these strings in order to tie these nets. So Kosher is one of the 39 Melochas. Now there's a big Machlekes Rishonim over here between the Rashi and the Rosh versus the Rif and the Rambam. How do you define one of these knots which is forbidden min HaTorah? Because there are certain types of knot that will be forbidden min HaTorah. There will be certain types that are forbidden midrabbonon. And there are certain types that will be totally permitted. So what are the factors over here in working out whether a knot is permitted or forbidden? So the factors include how tight such a knot is. It includes the shear hazman. Primarily, the two factors are the shear hazman, how long are you intending this knot to last? And also, is it a maisa uman or a maisa hedjet? Is this a professional type of knot, like the people who would tie up their camels, and these camels, you don't want your camel to be released and to ride off into the sunset. They had special ways of tying these knots. So this is considered a kesher uman, a professional type of knot. So these are factors that are included over here, and la halacha v'choshesh for both of these shittas. And we're machmir regarding both of these, if it's a maisa uman, or if it's a kesher shel kayom, if it's one that is going to last for a long time. Some say more than a day, some say more than 7 days. That's considered a kesher shel kayomo. Now, a simple knot, which everybody agrees is permitted, is if you take let's say a belt, and you tie a single knot in your belt, then l'chol adeyus, that's totally mutter. You're tying the two ends together. The poskim say this is not even considered a knot. Such a thing is not made to last a long time. It's not a ma'isa uman. So a single knot for sure is okay. Okay, a double knot. So the poskim achoshesh that a double knot is already maybe considered a ma'isa uman. Potentially, this is something which is a professional type knot. It's a knot that's made very tight. It's not that's normally made to last a long time. The poskim achoshesh that a proper double knot possibly could be an issur d'oraisa over here, and therefore they say that a person should avoid a kesher al gabei kesher. So. They say it might be considered a ma'isa uman, and therefore one should avoid doing a knot on top of a knot. What about a slip knot? A slip knot where you just pull the end, yeah, and you make a loop, and you put that loop inside another loop, and you're making a loop over here. You pull the loop inside the other loop, and now you just pull it, and it just evaporates, it just disappears. So a slip knot, the poskim also say that this. Aniva, Ein Zeh Kesher Klal, the Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Zayin Sifhei, says that it is not considered a Kesher. Okay, so far so good. We know that you can do a single knot, you can't do a double knot, and you can do a simple bow. What about a knot at the end of a piece of string? Like people do sometimes so their tzitzis shouldn't fray, or so that the bookmark in their chumash shouldn't fray. So we shouldn't do such a knot on Shabbos, because the Peskim Achoshesh, such a knot, even though it's only a single knot, this knot is a very strong knot and could potentially stay there forever. So most Peskim say that such a knot will be considered a Kesher Shel Kayomo, so we try to avoid it. Now here, what our question revolves around is really when you have a slip knot on top of a single knot. Yeah, if we take the type of single Windsor or half Windsor that we were talking about before, what happens is you're making a knot. Yeah, you tie a single knot, and then around it you do all sorts of actions over here, and you come away, and what are you left with? You're left with a single knot. There is a single knot there. So many poskim say, Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, Perik Tezov Halacha Nun Ches, he wants to say that when you have this single Windsor, when at the end you do have this knot remaining, he wants to say that this is really going to be problematic. He wants to say this is really like a single knot with a bow on top. Now, what's the halacha with a single knot with a bow on top? So the Ramah says in Shin Yud Zayin Hey, Aniva Muta Delav Keshu Vafilim Oso Kesha Echod Lamata Noyogib Beheta. If you have a single knot with a bow on top, the Shulchan Aruch Ramah seems to say it's okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a second, that's Davkev is Lahatir Bo Bayoim. If you have a single knot with a bow on top, it has to be done. It has to be in such a way that it's to be undone in less than 24 hours. So let's take this now to the practical scenarios that we started off with. If you have a single Windsor knot that is left with a knot, so many people, Shlomo Zalman Orbach wants to say that this is only going to be permitted if you have kavanah to undo it that day. Because he wants to say it's similar to a knot, single knot with a bow on top. And then you have to have kavanah to undo it that day. So it comes out that if a person wears a half Windsor, they should have kavanah davka to undo it that day. There are other poskim who are makel regarding this. And the poskim bring an Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer is in Urachaim Simon Kufpei, and the Avnei Nezer says, wait a second, at the end of it, you're left with this single knot in this single Windsor, you're left with a single knot over here. Now, even though we said a single knot could be problematic, the Avnei Nezer says not necessarily, because in the Mishkan, the knots were made in order to tie things together, to tie two things together. So he has a whole lomdus that he wants to say that over here it could be that such a thing would be permitted. So the bottom line is that when it comes to a single Windsor, there's definitely a machlekes apoiskim about it, no doubt about it. Many say that a single Windsor, you have to have kavonah to undo within 24 hours, though there are those who are makel. When it comes to the double Windsor, or the simple type of tie, where it just disappears as you after you pull it, so Ramesha Feinstein says there's no knot which is remaining over here. Since there's no knot which is remaining, he wants to say this is totally permitted. Rishleima Zalman is machmir even about those knots. Unfortunately, time has gone so fast, and so we don't have time to go into it. Rishleima Zalman Urbach says even on the double Windsors and the simple ones, you have to have kavono to take it out within 24 hours. So Yezim Midvarein, what comes out is that definitely the ones which undo easily and don't leave any knots, they are definitely the preferred way of tying a tie on Shabbos, though there are those who are machmir even on those, and those who are makel even on the other ones, but certainly those would be the ones to choose. Okay, we have great pleasure now to introduce some of our Choshava local talents, a very, very beloved and esteemed Magid Shir, Rav